This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning has picked up momentum for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and the single phase polling in Maharashtra. Leaders of various political parties are conducting intense campaigning in both the states. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly polls will be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardaga in Ranchi yesterday. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also addressed a poll meeting at Dom Chanch in Kodarma. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought votes in favour of India Bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. In Maharashtra, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nagpur and Mumbai today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to address a series of rallies between 8th to 14th of November in the state. Niti Aayog will launch a 15-day Jal Utsav from today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from 6th to 24th of November. In a major boost to country's self-reliance initiative, the Indian Army has inducted 550 Asmi machine pistols into its Northern Command. The weapon has been developed by Colonel Prasad Bansod of Indian Army in partnership with the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and is being manufactured by an Indian company in Hyderabad. The Asmi machine pistol is specifically designed for close-quarter combat and specialised operations. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist has been killed in the ongoing joint operation in Katsan area of Bandipura. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed this. Security forces had launched the joint operation by Army, J&K Police and CRPF in the forest area of North Kashmir's Bandipura district last night. The spokesperson said that based on specific inputs about the presence of the terrorists, the security forces reached the suspected spot in the dense woods. The hiding terrorists opened fire, leading to a gunfight. Another encounter between terrorists and security forces has been reported from Lower Lab area in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Security forces sources said after receiving specific inputs about presence of terrorists in the forest area of Dever Inderbug in Lower Lab area, a joint team of Army and J&K police laid a siege around the suspected site late last evening. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi last night. She was 72. She breathed her last at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs, Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Sangeet Natak Academy Awards. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer. In Bihar, elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the mega festival of Chhath Puja across the state. On the second day of the festival today, the ritual of Kharna will be performed. After offering prayers to the sun god and her mother, Chhati Maiya, devotees will consume kheer and roti as prasad. After the Kharna, a 36-hour-long fast will begin, in which devotees abstain from eating and drinking. Thousands of Indian Canadians protested against the attack on a Hindu temple in the Greater Toronto area yesterday. While a group of protesters blocked the road, others condemned the attack by the separatist mob. They were later dispersed as police declared their assembly as unlawful and deployed armed personnel in riot gear to clear the protesters. In boxing, Indian pugilist Mandeep Jangra clinched the World Boxing Federation's Super Featherweight World Title in the Cayman Islands. He defeated Britain's Conor McIntosh 10-0 in a unanimous decision yesterday. With this, Mandeep becomes the first Indian pugilist to become a world champion in any pro boxing event category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.